What do you want from him?
I don't want to lose this.
Do you love him?
I'm fond of him.
Why won't you return my calls? What does she have that I don't have? She's a sharp girl.
We'll talk about it later.
How many times do you think you could knock over Nucky Thompson's bag man before he bites back? You've been to Lolly Steinman's. End of a Saturday, they got 150 grand in the cage.
May I present Senator Walter Edge and the Honorable Frank Haig, Mayor of Jersey City?
I want the highway.
You're putting a big bet on Walter Edge. I wouldn't. He's a silent partner in a paving company.
Where?
Jersey City, where your roads aren't.
Nucky Thompson didn't get where he is by being naive. He could stop giving me money. What about Jimmy? I would have thought he'd send something, if not for me, for Tommy.
He's a genius, this kid.
They'd come after us eventually.
Us? So you're sticking around? I could use a dozen like you.
The World Series was months ago, Lawyer Fallon, and the horseshit hasn't dried yet.
Do you have children of your own, Mr. Thompson?
I do not.
Go home, Nelson. Visit your wife. That's an order.
The whole thing's a game, isn't it? So easy for you.
Well, I'll keep at it. Maybe one day I'll lie as good as you.
It's lie as well as me, you dolt. You want to be taken seriously, then learn how to speak.
Was it?
Fella got off on the wrong floor. He was drunk. The General Motors convention.
That's it? There's nobody else out there?
That waiting room's packed when Nucky's in town.
I don't get it. It's not like the city's closed for business. When he's away, I'm in charge. What's so complicated?
People are funny. Creatures of habit. They need a favor, they know Nucky's the man to see.
Give me some coffee. You don't think I can do what he does? The glad handing, the back slapping? I'll buy a nickel joke book down the five and dime. I'll be the toast of the town myself. Oh. Oh, what?
I forgot. Nux in Chicago.
And I'm here, so what do you want?
This Friday, My daughter's being fitted for her leg braces. I was hoping to take the day, have someone else make my collections.
Who usually fills in?
Neary, but with the indictment, I got his route now, too.
Your kid has polio?
Take the day off. Be with your girl.
You sure?
I just said it, didn't I? Why would I not be sure?
Thanks.
My wire specifically requested the presidential suite.
I'm sorry, sir. General Wood has also made that request.
Jumping the gun a bit, isn't he?
Sir?
General Wood is only a candidate for president?
Oh, yes, of course. The ambassador's suite is quite lovely as well, sir.
Fine, then give Wood the ambassador and bring my bags up to the presidential suite.
Sir, I...
Let me tell you the difference between me and General Wood. He is a war hero, former Army Chief of Staff, and practically a shoo-in for the Republican presidential nomination. I, on the other hand, am a magnificent tipper. I'd like a bucket of ice and three bottles of Canadian Club waiting in the parlor.
Please make yourself comfortable while we prepare the suite.
This empty space. I wonder where they hide the hooch.
Well, if it isn't Marley's ghost.
Senator Edge, whatever brings you to Chicago?
Oh, I don't know. Heard the Republicans were throwing a little shindig, thought I'd drop by.
Grab the VP nod while you're here?
I hadn't actually considered that, but now that you mention it... How are you, Nook?
Well, I can't complain, but that doesn't mean I won't.
I'm wondering if you'd do me a favor. Harry Doherty's hosting a reception tonight. He asked me to drop by. Warren Harding's campaign manager.
Who cares about Harding?
Well, nobody. But Doherty's a good man to know. If you'd go on my behalf. I have a pressing engagement.
Well, don't press on her too hard, Walter.
You know me well, my friend.
I do indeed.
We're gonna take this thing, Nucky. And as soon as we do, the sky's the limit.
The sky? I'm only interested in the roads, Mr. Vice President.
So you'll see Doherty?
You know me, I'll see them all.
You're a real pal, Nuck. Gentlemen.
The Senator seems in a good humor.
Go check on the room.
Peridot. Is that what it's called? Not emerald, but not nothing. Do you think he picked it himself?
I don't know.
Either he's got better taste in women's jewelry than a red-blooded man should, or someone's doing his shopping for him.
Mr. Kessler, perhaps...
A little boshy fellow? What's he got hidden under his woolens?
The Kaiser's mustache.
You are a terrible influence.
How's your Harry?
My Harry's fine. How's yours? We should get some more cream cakes.
Oh, why not? We can bring them back for the children.
Not so bad sometimes, is it?
What?
The whole ball of wax.
Marguerite.
Madame Ginet.
Oh, you must assist me.
In what?
Where'd you go?
Everybody knows everybody, isn't that swell?
Last tricks, Lucy.
Don't act like you care.
She wishes to make a large purchase, but her credit, Mr. Thompson has made clear that he knows.
What are you two whispering about? Americans don't whisper.
I have asked Marguerite to help me to explain.
Oh, she'll help. She's very helpful. Aren't you Mrs. McDougal?
Schroeder.
Is that Irish for bitch?
You are not at your best now, and you should leave.
Oh, you're in charge of the lobby now, too?
Lucy?
My old friend Annabelle. You wouldn't steer me wrong, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
You're about as phony as that wig.
Miss Danziger, you must stop now.
You think that he's your friend? You think you understand him?
And what if I did?
Then you're the dumbest door I ever met.
The next time won't be nearly as pleasant.
What do you think?
She looks pretty.
The grocery bill. It's overdue.
How much is it?
Nearly $11, dear.
Hello, Tommy.
Did you check the box?
I saw the postman as well. There was nothing else. Perhaps it's time you get a job.
My friend Mary said the same thing.
Have you considered selling Little Dot?
I'm not sure what that is.
It's a perfume company.
The ladies who go door to door?
Some of their fragrances are really quite lovely. The Violet. Lily of the Valley.
I don't think it's for me.
That's right. You bohemian types go au naturel.
I've worn perfume. I was talking about the job. There's an art dealer in New York, Greenwich Village. And he's agreed to look at my work with an eye towards selling it.
Oh, really?
There are no guarantees, of course, but Mary...
Your friend?
Yes. She thinks I have a good chance.
You could take a stenography course as well, you know.
Sir?
Yes?
We've got another one.
I haven't confirmed it yet, but word on the street is a DA's sniffing around some of the White Sox.
Well, then it'd be wise to put a clothespin on his nose. Any idea which players?
See Cotton Jackson, near as I can tell.
Get the farm boys to spill their milk, is that the idea?
Doesn't matter what they say, Patel won't talk. Willie?
He's already been flapping his gums.
And if the DA pulls him in?
He may be able to take a punch, but put him in a witness chair and Abatel will fold like hot laundry.
Give it to me again.
Baseball is the heart of America. As a patriot, I would never do anything to degrade on
Miss Smirch. It's better.
To besmirch our national pastime. Ladies and gentlemen, this entire ugly affair began when Abatel and some other cheap gamblers approached me to fix the World Series. A sordid scheme which every newsboy on Broadway knows I turned down flat. And not only was I not in on the deal, I furthermore did not bet one red cent on the series after I found out what was underway.
Isn't it true, sir, that a man named Sport Sullivan approached you as well?
I'm approached by people every day with all manner of harebrained schemes. Certainly suffering fools can't be illegal.
You know, it's not too late to go to law school, Arnold.
I prefer to make my living honestly.
Sir? Lucky Thompson. I'm looking for Harry Doherty.
Right over there.
Mr. Thompson.
Harry Doherty.
Call me Nucky.
Nucky it is. What can I get you?
I wouldn't say no to a bourbon.
Two double bourbons on a double.
Say that 10 times fast. Senator Edge sends his regrets.
Well, certainly be missed. But those in the know say you're the man to see.
I suppose that depends on what you want.
As Nucky Thompson goes, so goes the New Jersey delegation. Well, is it true?
We'll have to wait and see now, won't we?
That's why I wanted to meet you. See, I think Warren Harding could go all the way. Put Edge on that ticket and we got a winner.
I'd like a long shot as much as the next fella, Harry, but I'm not quite sure how you're doping that out.
The front runners are Wood and Loudon, right? That Senate inquiry, it's a black mark on them both.
Campaign finance.
And there's Johnson, who started the damn investigation to begin with, which didn't exactly win him any friends.
The field has no first raters, and Harding's the best of the second raters.
Not exactly a rousing endorsement, but it happens to be true.
Well, he certainly looks like a president.
It's half the battle, my friend. More than half of those trollops get the vote.
Great meal last night, Harry.
Do the right thing, boys, and steak won't be the only thing on the menu.
You bet, Harry.
I have quite an appetite myself, you know.
We should meet Warren. You're gonna like him. Senator and Mrs. Harding, I'd like you to meet Nucky Thompson, an esteemed member of the New Jersey delegation.
How do you do?
Honor and a privilege. Senator, I read a speech you gave back in May in Rhode Island, I believe.
Back to normal.
Boston, at the Home Market Club.
It was quite something. Very well done.
That's nothing. I can spend hours bloviating. You see, Americans don't want someone looking to stir things up. They want stability, someone dedicated to safeguarding America first, to prosper America first, to think of America first. My best judgment for what America needs now is to steady down, to get squarely on her feet.
Warren, there's a few other gentlemen I'd like you to meet.
Oh.
Nucky, I hope you'll consider what we discussed.
Pleasure.
You must be awfully proud of your husband.
It's a terrible, wretched thing. Fortune teller told me he'll die in office.
Thank you, Miss Bruton. Evening.
Good evening.
Beautiful child.
Oh, thank you.
A young Republican, I'm guessing.
She certainly is.
And what brings you to the convention?
Oh, we're, friends of Mr. Harding's.
Well, it's good to have friends in politics.
Do you have children yourself?
No. I had a son. He died.
I'm sorry.
Bless this food, O Lord, and ourselves to thy loving service, that we may always continue in thy faith and fear to the honor and glory of thy name.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The garden tulips are looking a little ragged. What's wrong? You put yourself through this every month.
It means I'm not fully a woman.
Yes, you are, very much so.
No, no. No baby will grow inside me. And in the place of that joy, every 28 days the blood flows and then I can't help it, so the tears.
Please eat.
I ran into Naomi Ellsworth at the milliner. She said I might be able to get some help.
Must everyone know our private affairs?
She had difficulty conceiving herself. There was a blockage in her tubes as well.
Why must we always go on about this? If the Lord wanted us...
If the Lord wanted us to die of appendicitis, then he wouldn't have given us the ability to treat it.
That's Naomi Ellsworth talking.
I want to get this fixed. There's a physician in Manhattan. He can perform a surgery.
Surgery?
It's $270.
My salary barely meets expenses as it is.
I want to give you a son, Nelson.
All I want is for you to be happy, Rose. I'll do what I can. Now, please, dear, eat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Valerian.
You're
too good.
Here
you go. Look at that.
I'll tell you, if they had nuns like that, I might have made it past sixth grade.
I don't think anything could have got you past sixth grade, Jim.
What's this now?
Oh, boy.
It's called a snatch, Al.
What's that smell like on a hot summer day?
Jesus, where do they get these women?
If I find out, I'm sure so, keeping it to myself.
Sorry, boy.
God damn it. Come on.
It's just getting good.
There we go.
Back in business.
All right.
So are we all straight on the collections?
Yeah, I'll take the inlet, the Maryland Avenue. Fleming will take the other side.
I'll be in Scotland before ye.
How about the casino?
I'll take that myself.
You sure?
Yeah. June and I have an affair. My cousin's wedding. I'll swing by on the way home.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Uh-oh, bad girl. Oh, yeah.
Fellas, I think I'm joining the priesthood. Come on, what's going on back there, boys?
Come on.
Oh, whoa. Jesus Christ.
Boy, nice work.
To do out the watch.
Good job, boy.
Oh, shit.
Good thing. Hey.
Friends of mine.
Convenient you waited till he was done.
Standard operating procedure. It's a new world.
If you can talk, I'm sure Charlie Sheridan would agree.
Read about that, huh? Your boy Jimmy? My boy. Two rums, Tommy. Oh, wait.
That's right. We ain't got any.
You just can't make your point, huh?
Well, where the fuck is it already?
McCoy's sailing up from Bimini as we speak.
On a raft? I need delivery. These boards over the moon with this Mary Pickford cocktail. They mix the rum with the grenadine.
Because the bootleg stuff tastes like shit.
So you're making a show at the convention, eh?
It's so nice to meet your acquaintance.
I'm a politician. There are some things you can't buy in a cat house.
Salute.
So let me ask you. Any scuttlebutt on this Harry Daugherty?
Never heard of him.
He's Warren Harding's campaign manager.
Never heard of him, neither.
He's a senator from Ohio. He's running for president.
Why don't you say so? Ohio? You should talk to Judge Graves.
Who's he?
See, you don't know everybody. Your Honor. I want to introduce you to a dear friend of mine, Nucky Thompson from Atlantic City.
How do you do?
I've never been to Jersey. Staten Island once, but that was years ago.
Well, you're welcome anytime. At my expense, of course.
Much obliged.
Here.
So I hear you have some insight into Warren Harding.
Harding? He's a puppet for the Fast Money Boys in Cleveland. I used to sit on the bench there.
You like his chances?
I liked him better with Harry Daugherty behind him.
A little cagey, that one.
But he knows how to treat a friend, I can tell you that from experience. These Ohio fellas know what they're doing, Mr. Thompson. Five presidents since the Civil War.
Judge Graves. Bell's arrived.
Gentlemen, I never keep a lady waiting.
A pleasure.
Enjoy. Loves his dark meat, this one. Gotta bring in special from the Black Belt.
Oh, get out of here, go!
Movie.
Shit.
Lady says stop. That's what it means. If I see you here again, I'll cut your fucking pecker off. Get him out of here.
Move it.
Nucky.
James.
Is everything all right?
Why wouldn't it be?
What are you doing here?
I've been coming to Chicago since before you were born.
Who do you think lit that fire?
You're looking well. New suit.
Mr. Torrio's been very helpful.
Call us a cab, Eddie.
Excuse me. You want, I could give you fellas a lift.
Old times, eh?
Sure, why not?
Somehow, James, we've all been managing to get along without you. Your family as well.
How are they?
Why don't you call and find out?
I write her every week, Nook. She never writes me back.
Next time you buy a new wristwatch for yourself, don't. Send them the money instead.
What the hell are you doing? Fuck's going on here?
Don't fucking move!
Get the bag!
You follow us? The key is on!
Thank you.
I'll tell you, as much as they crow about their meat here, for my money, it's the Occidental in D.C.
Your money? When's the last time you paid for a dinner?
Right after McKinley was elected.
How bad? Excuse me, Walter.
Everything okay?
I need a telephone.
Hello?
It's me.
What time is it?
I don't know. Late.
Are you all right?
No. Margaret, there's been an incident. My brother's been shot.
My God. Is he dead?
No, I don't think so. I need you to do something for me.
I'll go to him immediately. But I'll need to call a sitter.
No, actually, it's my office.
Yes?
Eli's being cared for. He's home with his family. There's a doctor. I need you to go to the Ritz.
Very well.
My office. It's been left unattended. I'll need you to safeguard a few things. Some business records.
What about Mr. Fleming? One of your aldermen.
I don't know what's happening right now, and until I return, I prefer to rely only on you. Can I do that?
Yes. Yes, of course.
In the top drawer of my desk, the ledger book. I want you to take it out, leave it closed, and bring it to my closet. In the back, behind the shoe rack, is a compartment. Slip it in there and stay in the suite with your children until I return.
When will that be?
I'm on the first train home tomorrow.
Are you all right?
I don't know. Drinking
whiskey.
I figured only champagne now with that getup.
It's bespoke. Al bought it for me.
Who's your friend?
War buddy.
Richard Harrow.
To the lost. So I'm assuming this is not a social call.
I need you to come home, James.
Need or want?
Eli's been shot. They robbed Lolly's.
Who did?
I don't know. We're at war, kid. They hit Chalkies a few months back. Killed one of his men. Robbed O'Neill right out in the open, on the boards.
And now this?
Someone's got it in their head that I'm weak. That I have no real means of retaliation.
You got the whole sheriff's department on your payroll.
And the sheriff's in bed with a bullet in his gut. There are things I may require that I'm uncomfortable asking of Eli anyway, particularly with the election coming.
This afternoon, when you saw me, you looked at me like I was something you scraped off your boot. Now it's 4 a.m. The world's closing in. I'm your long-lost son.
Don't overestimate yourself, James.
Why shouldn't I, Nuck? I'm doing very well here.
And how far will that go? You're Irish. Torrio's Italian. You'll always be an outsider.
You know this suit costs $70?
You're about as subtle as a kick in the teeth, you know that? 5% of anything that comes in by boat and 10% of anything that comes in on wheels.
And that Fed? What do I do about him?
I'll work that out.
I gotta think about it.
You do that. But whatever you decide, don't ever keep me waiting again.
Hello? Hello? This is Mrs. Schroeder. Who is this?
Well, this is rather clandestine.
Something tells me you're no stranger to backroom meetings.
Quite a back room.
I need to head home. Something came up.
Before the convention even starts?
I've made inquiries, Harry. Heard good things about you from Judge Graves.
You mean you heard I play ball?
Well, don't you?
The babe's got nothing on Harry Daugherty.
I thought about what you said. It's slim, but Harding has a chance.
I thought you were back in Wood.
I think he'll deadlock with Loden. And if that happens, they're both done.
The delegates won't cross over.
Don't expect Harding to be nominated early. But come the fifth or sixth ballot, those bleary-eyed delegates will want to nominate somebody who could actually win. If that happens, I'm prepared to throw the Jersey delegation behind Harding.
In exchange for Edge getting VP.
In exchange for Edge not getting VP.
What am I missing here?
That Walter Edge is a dirty, backstabbing chiseler who gave my road money to Frank Haig.
How do you know that?
Because Haig's an even bigger backstabbing chiseler. Not to mention a friend.
Well, that's a rich boy, I'll tell you.
You could tell me something else while you're at it. Like how you propose to take care of Harding's lady trouble.
Which lady? Which trouble?
There are more than one.
Showgirls, shop girls. I lost count, tell you the truth. One of them's even blackmailing him.
A skirt with the little girl?
No, she's okay. She's in love, is all. Name's Nan Britton.
And the baby's his?
Could cost him the election.
Then let me help. I'll bring her to AC, put her up till November. I've got a lady friend with kids of her own. They'll look in on her. After the election, she's your problem again. And then I get my road money.
I'll have to sell it to Warren.
I'm sure you're quite the salesman.
You know, Al Jolson agreed to write his campaign song.
Eddie Cantor's better.
I love to hear from you. I'm just surprised, that's all.
What a fella can't call his mother once in a while.
You can call me twice a day if you like.
I saw Nucky. He was out here for the convention.
I'm assuming you heard what happened to his brother.
Yeah, that was something, huh?
I swear, this world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
You sound lonesome, baby.
I was thinking of you.
Are you eating?
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you come home, honeypot?
I don't know. So what can you tell me about this Luciana fella?
Well, where do I begin?
Yeah, those two. This way, Miss Blake.
Nucky! Got your message. Where are you going?
Home.
But the delegates haven't voted yet. Who's going to get all our ducks in a row?
Why don't you ask Frank Haig?
Haig? What's this all about?
We've known each other a long time, Wally, so why don't you cut the crap?
Wally? You're speaking to a United States senator.
And that's all you'll ever be. You made a deal with Haig to fuck me over.
Nucky, I have no idea what you're talking
about. Don't insult me.
It's just politics. I'll make it up to you later.
Later when?
When I'm in the White House.
Senator, the only chance you have of entering the White House is on a guided fucking tour.
Svad.
Subito, subito.
Tanto. Sto palo mi sembra guaiotta toia.
T'ho visto la diorna.
Sparone!
Allora,
Luca, Dina.
Briscola!
Tu metti la briscola solo per 8 punti.
Ma che cazzo? Che cosa?
Ah, già va, questo fucking guaglio.
I love your back, I love your breasts, daring to feel where my face rests. I love your skin so soft and white, so dear to feel and sweet to bite. I love your knees, their dimples kiss, I love your ways of giving bliss. I love your poise of perfect thighs, the way they hold me in paradise. That was the first love poem Warren ever wrote me.
He's got quite a way with words.
We'll be making a coal stop in 30 minutes, folks.
I'm going to freshen up.
Anything out of Chicago?
Just came over the wires. Warren Harding received the nomination after 10 ballots.
That imbecile is going to be the next president of the United States.
My dearest Rose, like Sarah, Rebecca, and Hannah before you, I urge you to trust in God's plan. Not just for your own sake, but also the sake of any offspring he may see fit to bestow upon us. Not only so that you may know him better, but walk more closely in his footsteps. Your devoted husband, Nelson.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Might take a while, but we'll get him back on his feet.
Give us a minute, will you? How you doing, little brother?
I came out of nowhere. Nothing I could do.
It's only money. Forget it.
It's more than money. We're under siege.
I asked Jimmy to come back.
Jimmy?
We need help, Eli. How many years have we been doing this? Not once has this ever happened.
It's a new world.